Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Servanthood and Obedience. Monday, August 17th, 2026. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. John 13:14-15. George Muller, 1805 through 1898, is remembered as one of the great Christian leaders of the 19th century. A pastor and evangelist in Bristol, England, Muller became known around the world for establishing orphanages that cared for more than 10,000 children during his lifetime. His ministry was marked by remarkable faith in God's provision. He refused to ask people for financial support, choosing instead to make every need known to God through prayer. Time after time, the Lord supplied food, clothing, housing, and financial resources in ways that strengthened the faith of countless believers. Visitors who traveled to Bristol often expected to meet a distinguished religious leader directing a large ministry from behind a desk. Instead, they frequently found Muller walking through the orphan houses, speaking with children by name, encouraging caregivers, praying with workers, and attending to ordinary responsibilities. He understood that Christian leadership was expressed through humble service. Although thousands respected him, Muller never considered practical acts of care beneath his calling. His influence grew because his heart reflected the example of Christ. Muller's life reminds us that greatness in God's kingdom is measured differently than greatness in the world. Human achievement often celebrates position, recognition, and authority. Jesus consistently taught his disciples that faithful leadership is expressed through humility, obedience, and service. The disciple who willingly serves others demonstrates the character of the Savior. This truth lies at the heart of John 13. On the evening before his crucifixion, Jesus gathered with his disciples to celebrate the Passover meal. The events of the following hours would include his arrest, his trial, his suffering, and his death on the cross. Every moment carried enormous significance. Yet before leaving the upper room, Jesus chose to teach one final lesson that his disciples would never forget. John tells us that Jesus rose from the table, laid aside his outer garments, wrapped himself with a towel, poured water into a basin, and began washing his disciples' feet, John 13:14-15. In first century Palestine, people commonly wore sandals while walking dusty roads. Washing a guest's feet was a necessary act of hospitality. This responsibility belonged to the lowest servant in the household. No Jewish rabbi would normally perform such a task, and certainly no one expected the Messiah to kneel before his own disciples. The surprise of the moment explains Peter's reaction. When Jesus came to him, Peter objected, saying, "You shall never wash my feet," John 13:8. Peter understood that something extraordinary was taking place. His master had willingly assumed the position of a servant. After washing every disciple's feet, including the feet of Judas Iscariot, who would soon betray him, Jesus explained the meaning of his actions. He asked, "Do you understand what I have done to you?" John 13:12. He then declared, "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet." Jesus begins with his identity. He is both Lord and teacher. These titles affirm his authority. He possesses every right to command obedience because he is the eternal Son of God. Yet his authority is expressed through humble service. The one who deserves to be served willingly served others. His actions reveal the heart of God's kingdom. Jesus continues, "You also ought to wash one another's feet." This command extends beyond the physical act of foot washing. Jesus establishes a pattern for every generation of believers. His followers are called to meet the needs of others with humility, compassion, and sacrificial love. Christian service often takes place in ordinary moments. It may involve encouraging someone who is discouraged, caring for a family member, visiting a lonely neighbor, teaching a child, preparing a meal, or quietly completing a task that no one else notices. Every act of humble service reflects obedience to Christ. Jesus concludes, "For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you." The Christian life is shaped by imitation of Christ. Disciples study his character, obey his commands, and follow his example. Every opportunity to serve becomes an opportunity to display the heart of Jesus. This week's passage reminds us that servanthood and obedience cannot be separated. We obey Christ by serving others. We serve others because we follow Christ. Every towel lifted in quiet humility becomes an act of worship offered to the Lord. Every unnoticed act of kindness becomes evidence that the gospel is transforming the believer's heart. As you begin this week's study, ask the Lord to give you the heart of a servant. Pray for eyes that notice the needs of others, hands that are ready to help, and a spirit that finds joy in quiet obedience. The Savior who knelt before his disciples now calls each of us to follow his example. Memorization and meditation. 1. Read John 13, 14, and 15 aloud several times. As you read, pay close attention to the titles Lord and Teacher and to Jesus' command to do just as I have done to you. 2. Write the verses by hand in your journal or on a note card. As you write, consider what it means that the Lord of heaven willingly served his disciples. 3. Say it from memory. Cover the verses and attempt to recite them from memory. Focus first on learning one sentence or phrase at a time. Repeat the verses several times until you become familiar with the wording. 4. Reflect on the verse. Who has demonstrated humble, Christ-like service in your life? In what practical way is Jesus calling you to serve someone this week with humility, love, and obedience? 5. Pray the verse. Turn the verse into a prayer or use the following sample prayer. Lord, thank you for showing me the heart of a servant. You humbled yourself to serve others and have called me to follow your example. Give me a willing heart, ready hands, and joyful obedience. Help me serve others in ways that honor you and reflect your love. In Jesus' name, amen.